Seattle police released information yesterday on the fatal shooting Tuesday evening of a 21-year-old man in Seattle's Greenwood neighborhood. The man, Jack Kiwetnuwin, was shot by officers who were responding to phone calls that he was holding a knife to his father's throat. We get more from KUOW's Ruby DeLuna.
Police said dispatchers received two calls from brothers of Jack Kiwetnuwin. They both said Kiwetnuwin was threatening to kill their father. They also said their brother was mentally ill.
He's about 400 pounds.
And he said he was schizophrenic?
He's schizophrenic, violent schizophrenic.
But it appears the responding officers didn't know Kiwetnuwin's history of mental illness. The information was entered in the computer, but not broadcast. Usually, police follow special protocols when dealing with mentally ill suspects. Deputy Chief Nick Metz says the first thing to do is get them to talk.
If you can get them to talk and slow down and just slow their thinking down and get them to focus on something other than what's going on, then that's the key, and hopefully get them to voluntarily comply and get whatever help they need.
But on Tuesday night, police say the situation was moving very fast. According to police, Kiwetnuwin was agitated and threatening. Officers were focused on his behavior and preventing public harm. When police arrived at the scene in Greenwood, they were able to set the father free. They used a taser on Kiwetnuwin, but it didn't work, and he ran off. One of the officers in the chase slipped. Police say the suspect then threatened him with an 18-inch metal rebar. Three officers fired at him. Kiwetnuwin was taken to Harborview Medical Center, where he died. The three officers involved in the shooting are on administrative leave. Investigation of the case continues. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.